Hello, you're listening to Laser Graves, a podcast where we dig up movies, music, books, and events from the 80s and discuss how rad they were. No, that is not the intro.
It is.
All right. Well, there you go. There's the intro to this episode. Thanks for all your help. My name's E.K. Wimmer, and over there, Miss Pulling Her Own Weight is...
Lord of the Dogs.
Lord of the Dogs. Yeah, there you go.
Hello.
Hi. All right. Well, this week is another Mariah's find I should say.
This came from your picks.
No, this...
You picked this up.
I gave you a stack and you said, do I even need to look, is what your exact words were. Stack of awesome movies. Mm-hmm. And you singled this one out and just didn't even think of looking at the others. Would you like to tell everybody what you were so passionate about this week?
Well, here's the surprise twist.
What?
You didn't know this. I've never seen it.
No, that's a lie.
No,
you're totally
parts of it, but I've never seen all of it.
It's not the same thing. You can't say I haven't seen it, but you've seen parts of it.
I've seen the dudes at a party holding up a dead guy. That's literally my only
then
knowledge.
You have literally seen it. What else is there?
I mean, really, there's not. But that's all I've seen. So I haven't seen it until last night.
Oh.
Is there a sequel to it?
Yeah, of course. We've got it. Is it Bernie's too?
Is it also just Bernie?
Yeah, but it's in the 90s, so we can't do it.
Oh.
But we'll watch it on our own time.
Okay, so we watched Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes. You were very excited about watching it.
Yeah, I was.
And I was not so sure because I was like, this isn't really fitting the Laser Graves vibe. Mm-hmm. And then I realized it's about a corpse. So pretty much it's exactly what we talk about on Laser Graves.
Well, and also, who cares? We get to do what we want to do. And
that's
I wanted what?
Weekend at Bernie's. Make our own rules.
We're just going to watch Weekend at Bernie's and make this the podcast where we review Weekend at Bernie's in different ways.
Are you serious? You've never seen it?
No, I haven't. I mean, yes, I'm serious. No, I haven't seen it.
I feel like, what was that movie? Not The Man Who Fell to Earth, but there was that one movie we watched. It's kind of like Night of the Comet, where there's nobody left in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You're that person with Weekend at Bernie's.
Yep. No Weekend at Bernie's, never played Monopoly. That's that.
That's it. All right. Well, shall we do this? Let's
Weekend at Bernie's.
Is this our first legit comedy for Laser Graves?
Probably.
I realized we did Get Crazy, which is a comedy, but I thought that more of like a music episode.
Get Crazy. Yes.
Then
I can't say it. Just
I noticed.
Okay.
I thought of that more of like a music episode than like a comedy episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think we've done another comedy.
I mean, there are lots of funny things about many of the things we've watched and read.
Yeah, it was unintentional comedies that we watched.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, let's get to it. Weekend at Bernie's. I still cannot get over that you've not seen this.
I haven't.
I, like, cannot compute. So, Weekend at Bernie's,
mm-hmm.
1989.
Yep.
Directed by Ted Kotcheff of Rambo First Blood fame.
Oh.
And that's it, pretty
much. I haven't seen Rambo either.
So, I just wrote there was zero hesitation from you to select this as this week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
Little did I know.
All in.
Because you were so excited to watch it.
Did I fall asleep?
Yes.
No, I did not. You did.
I did not fall asleep, please.
I was wide awake.
Okay.
Eyelids pasted open.
I feel like prior to episodes now, you go into the bathroom and you do that stage makeup where you paint eyeballs on your eyelids. And then you come back out and you say, I'm ready to watch the movie.
Nope. I just go in there and slap my cheeks and go, don't fall asleep.
You look at yourself and you're like, you can do this. You can do this.
And then if I lay down, you know it's over.
Yeah. I always like when you start to like slouch into the couch and you're like, no, 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 I'm just getting comfortable. And I'm like, okay, well, see you on the other side.
Yep.
No, you did good on this one.
Thanks.
1989, it starts with the perfected 80s formula. Can I say that? I think most films by 89, there's no question now that it's firmly planted in the 80s. The clothes, the hair, mm-hmm. the music, mm-hmm. the humor. This film opens immediately saying this is as 80s as it gets.
Like, we've gone off the deep end. It's the last year of the 80s, and we're going to throw it all at
right.
the wall.
We are going to party for yep. the 80s. So it opens with reggae.
Yeah.
You know who did the entire soundtrack?
No, I do not.
Andy Summers. Do you know that name?
No.
He was the guitarist for the Police.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I think he must have, like, enlisted a bunch of musicians, but he must have kind of composed the songs. I liked the score. The whole soundtrack is great. It's got that beach kind of reggae
vibe. Very beachy.
Although it's very misleading because of the soundtrack, and I knew the soundtrack. I've always thought it was down in, the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's, like, at the Hamptons, right?
Yeah. It's on
some I've seen this film a ton, and I think this is the first, because I'm actually taking notes. That's crazy how much it changes when you...
You have to take a note.
Yeah, you have to pay attention. I have never once caught that this is not, like, in the Bahamas.
Nope. But the music would imply that.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
It sets a mood.
So Andy Summers did the score.
And the movie begins with Richard and Larry leaving their respective homes. Richard's leaving a, like, kind of fancy New York-style apartment building where there's somebody hosing down the sidewalk. Also, why in so many 80s movies do you see people hosing down sidewalks?
Probably because a bum's peeing on it, right?
I mean, fair
Taking
enough.
Taking dumps on it.
Yeah, maybe it's just so many things in New York. I don't know. And then Larry's, he lives in, like, a hovel, essentially. It's like a garbage dump of an apartment.
So... Richard is played by Jonathan Silverman, and he's like the more uptight one of the mm-hmm. two. And then who's the other one? Larry?
Larry
is
the
Andrew
casual
McCarthy,
guy.
Who's more of like a Rat Pack from the like 16
Just
Candles
dreamy
style.
As can be.
Yeah, he's that like overacting 80s mm-hmm. comedy
those,
relief.
Those eyes that are on the brink of crazy at all times,
yes.
but they're also kind of nice to look at. So you're like, yeah. oh. Maybe he's a serial killer, but maybe he's just really enthusiastic.
I like these two. I guess I just have nostalgia for this movie because I've seen it since I was a little kid. And so I've always thought of them together. And I think they do well together.
What's Silverman from? He's from everything, but I couldn't think of a specific
no,
example.
No, not really much of anything.
Nah, I've seen him in so many things.
No, I don't think so. I think you have.
I think you think you have.
Too lazy to look up the credits, but
okay.
I don't think he's like an all-star actor. Mm. I think this was his claim to fame.
Nah, he's got to have something else. So also they're like walking to work, and we learn it's them walking to work on a Saturday, right?
Yeah, they're like working on the mm-hmm. weekend, and they're sick of being in the office, so they go up to the roof of their office, and they're in like kiddie pools saying, let's go to the beach, but it's like two kiddie pools that they're sitting in.
Yep.
And it's so hot that all the tar is melting on the roof.
Yes.
And they have to like run from pool to pool. Like, it's kind of funny.
The like melty tar is pretty funny.
It's very 80s.
So they're up there going through like the, what kind of printer is that? The dot matrix printer? Mm-hmm. Like where they're all connected and you have to like tear the perforations to get it. But they're looking for some missing money. And lo and behold... Richard finds it, and you get the sense that Richard's the careful one who does things, and his friend is the one that's bold enough to enact them. So Larry follows through on the like extroversion part where Richard is the smarty pants that knows what's going on.
Hey, speaking of the dot matrix paper, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like back in the late 80s, early 90s.
I never had a computer that used it because I didn't get a computer until I was a little older. But I saw it at, like, my mom was a secretary at a public school for a few short years or maybe even a year. And I saw it there.
My mom was a secretary for this organization, and they had a dot matrix computer. And sometimes I'd go into work with her when she couldn't like get my sister to watch me.
Oh, really?
And she would allow me to print out things. And because you could print it Like, you basically could print one continuous sheet, but if you wanted just a page, you ripped it off and then you printed the next page. Or you could have all the pages combined. And I used to print these long, drawn-out
banners. Oh, where
banners.
You make, like, posters.
Yeah, yeah, and I would do it with my band name that my buddy and I were trying to start. And then
what was the band name?
I think it was called, like, Imperi Acid or something like that. And I would print it and then put it, and it would be in, like, stupid dot matrix lettering, and we'd hang it above the doorway and pretend that was, like, our band banner.
That's really cute.
Yeah, it was. It was totes adorbs.
Totes adorbs. So anyway. Richard's dot matrix is normal, wonderful, clean. Andrew McCarthy / Larry's is all covered in tar, but they're ready on Monday to go and, like, tell the boss what they found, because they think they've discovered a missing $2 million amount.
Yeah, where funds have been, like, paid out multiple times to one life insurance policy.
Whatever. So now, while we've been talking, I looked up Silverman because I have to know. Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Well, he's done stuff. Even now, this year was in Pegasus.
Okay. No, like actual
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, let me scooch back to the 80s here.
Like us.
He's in a Beethoven's movie. That's still 2014.
It's like still... Beethoven 14.
Oh, he was in a Beethoven in 2008.
Oh, did Beethoven ever go to space, like every good franchise?
I'm sure. I don't know. That seems like a problem for the future. Here, let me... He's been working, like, nonstop.
Beethoven in space would be a problem for the future.
Oh, my goodness. He would be such a cute little rascal in space. Okay, I'm almost back. It's been, like... Going way, way back. Okay. Caddyshack 2. Probably 1. I'm not there.
No, just 2. That's it. He didn't do anything.
Let's see. Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Uh-huh. Why are we back? Ugh, whatever.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
I don't know. So okay. He was in stuff. Thank you. That was helpful.
So, we've concluded that he was in Caddyshack 2.
Mm-hmm. Girls I just assume have fun. Caddyshack 1, but I didn't make it there.
And Weekend at Bernie's 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm. Also, he has worked steadily,
yes.
Like with important Beethoven franchise stuff.
Okay.
Whatever. Good for him. Okay, back to our Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah. Oh, we should talk about how we finally meet the hottie intern.
Yeah, they're walking into work on Monday.
Yeah, played by Catherine Mary Stewart. And I said, do you recognize her? And mm-hmm. I'm kind of shocked you didn't.
I recognize her, but who is she? Is she the mannequin?
No, that would have been a good guess.
Who?
I'll tell you two things,
and you
tell me if you can get it.
Oh, no.
One, it's a return to the podcast.
Okay.
And two,
is she from Night of the Comet?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
She's
Dagnabbit.
Yeah.
She's older.
She's the lead. Well, like by a year.
No. When did Night of the Comet come out?
I don't know. Like 86 or something?
81.
I don't know.
42. Okay.
I mean, it's not that much
there
older.
She is. That's
yeah, no.
Right.
So if you gave her like a Tommy gun, you'd be like,
yeah.
Oh.
No,
or an
I
Uzi. Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. I see her.
Okay.
She just has different hair.
I really like her. I think she's fantastic.
She's great in this. So they're walking into like a high rise like office space, and there's an important thing that we need to discuss here.
Hmm.
Beyond 80s babe.
What?
Why are so many people wearing shorts with their suit coats?
I think that's just kind of the style.
I did not notice that being a thing in the 1980s, but there are so many men wearing like suit coats with suit shorts.
But think about...
same material.
What's his name in The Wedding Singer, her husband?
Does he wear
Glenn?
Shorts?
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Remember he's got like shorts and a button-up shirt or something? Like it's that style.
Okay. Okay. It's a thing.
It's like an office thing.
I saw two men walking in with that and I was like, what's happening? And then I saw it several times and Richard even wears it.
It's very similar to what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah.
A pastel
I guess I just thought
shirt.
It was a 2019 thing.
Yeah. I'm bringing it back.
You're so fashionable with your ponytail.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So they go upstairs. Richard tries to talk to the babe. He's weird about it.
Her name's Gwen.
Gwen. And she's fine. but she is unimpressed because he's real weird about approaching her, but sidetracked by trying to talk to Bernie, their boss, and they end up with a meeting with him in the afternoon, so they're ready to, like, pounce and take advantage of this opportunity where they've discovered money and are hoping to use it as, like, their ticket up the corporate ladder.
Yeah, and we meet Bernie, the head of this whole entire company, and what's funny is, kind of the ironic part is, he's a really good actor, but he doesn't... His like, claim to fame in life is non-acting.
Playing a dead guy.
Yeah. He's been in a bunch of random stuff, but for Laser Graves listeners, I would say one of the cool things he's been in was Friday the 13th, Part 7.
Part 7? What does he play, a doctor?
No, I do think he plays a doctor.
Yes.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
Oh, I'm so
I'd have to double check.
Let's just say that's
I think
fact.
He does.
Firm fact.
Okay, well, Bernie's a wild man who does some coke in the bathroom and then comes back out and he's like, tell me what you found, tell me what you found. Mm-hmm. And they explain this whole scam to Bernie and he's like, good, good work. And we already can tell something's not right.
Well, he's like, it would appear that somebody's trying to defraud the company. And he's like, good job, boys. And then he invites them because they did so good. Although it's like super apparent at the beginning that he is the one who's been defrauding the company.
Right.
And then he invites the boys to his summer home for the long Labor Day weekend as sort of like a way to win them over and distract them from.
Well, they're going to crunch numbers. But he said, work on it over the weekend, but come work on it out at the beach house so that you can at least work on it like with a beautiful setting. And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
But it's all part of his plan because he now knows that they're on to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to like take care of them basically.
He's got it. Yeah. And then we cut to Bernie at dinner with some like mobsters.
It's like his goon squad that, like, they're all in on it together, scamming off of his company.
Yeah, and he decides the only viable option is to have them take out Richard and Larry, like, kill them.
Murder-suicide is what they're going to do.
Yeah, that's the plan.
And have them take the fall for it, and then they can change the numbers because they can see what where they had made their mistake.
Yeah. And then the big boss guy, his name's Vito. He notices that Bernie and Vito's girlfriend have a situation where they're, like, dating or something.
And well, he's having an affair with her.
Yeah. So Vito, like, Bernie makes his exit, and Vito tells one of his lackeys to not worry about the two guys, Larry and Richard, but instead to kill Bernie.
Yeah.
That weekend.
We go outside. And he's with his wife. Bernie's with his wife.
With Vito's.
And she's like, Boiney, Boiney.
Yeah.
She keeps saying it over and over.
It's so weird. It sounds like bunny. Yeah.
I wrote it B-O-I-I-N-I-E.
Boiney. Yeah.
Boiney. Oh, you going to come with me, Boiney? Because they all have like a, hey, 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 we're all from the city here kind of accent. Mm-hmm. And so they're like Italian mobsters, but not Italian. So they're like, you go tell them you're going to whack Bernie instead. And then they go out there and she's like, Bernie, Bernie, I'm your girl, Bernie. And so that's how they all talk.
It's weird.
It is.
It is. And then meanwhile, Richard has somehow snagged a date with Gwen. And it's this whole thing because he lives with his parents, but he doesn't want to tell her the truth that he lives with his parents in a nice house.
Oh, with the coolest wallpaper.
Coolest wall.
Well, she's like, this is really retro. It looks, you know, straight out of like mid-century. And I'm like, yeah, it looks amazing.
Very nice.
How do you afford this place? And it's because he lives with his parents.
Yeah, but he makes up a lie and then she kind of busts him in it and storms off.
Well, it's because his dad walks through the kitchen. And you know why I'm bringing that up?
Why?
It's a cameo by the director.
Oh.
Yeah.
In his boxer shorts only. Interesting choice.
Yep. Although he also, when he's lying, he says, no, my parents are dead. They died on a train. And then he says a plane fell on a train.
Yes.
It's kind of funny. It's very 80s.
And then he says the dad who's eating out of the fridge in his boxer shorts.
Is a butler.
Is his butler.
Yeah,
it's dumb. And then the next scene is Bernie. He's setting up at his house,
his beach house.
Like, setting the scene for the murder, typing up a letter, just prepping, basically, to make sure that Larry and Richard take the fall for this $2 million, and he's going to kill them.
He gets, we can skip because this goes pretty quick. Yeah. He gets killed. So the guy comes over.
One of the lackeys of Vito.
Shoots him in the butt with like a drug, heroin or something. Overdose instantly, mm-hmm. which I don't know if that's how it works. And then
I've never
puts
seen
it in his pocket. Also, there's a lot of 80s fashion happening here. There's a lot of high pleated pants for men.
And women.
That's a look I'm not very fond of.
It really accentuates any curvature of the belly.
It gives you the butt front, right?
Yeah, yep.
Butt in the front. Butt in the back. It's like a...
double butt.
Double butt.
But actually, I feel like those kind of pants flatten the butt. So it's like your torso switched around facing backwards.
It feels like somebody turned your top half to your back half. But it also, because it's a butt on both sides, feels like if you were a top and somebody spun you, it would give that illusion to where you're just always a butt at the bottom.
Hmm.
Because it's a butt on both sides.
Double
anyway,
butt.
those are the pleated pants fashion. Okay. Glad we talked about that.
Oh, at the grocery store the other day, just little neither here nor there, our daughters said, bubble butt, bubble, bubble butt. Chanting it as we walked through the store. And I didn't stop them because it was keeping them focused.
Yep.
Okay.
You got to have them have an outlet somehow. So they discover Bernie, the two guys do.
Yeah, Larry and Richard.
And they find drugs and they're like, he's dead. And they're oddly, incredibly okay with it.
Well, he was kind of a skeevy guy.
Yeah.
So.
And then out of nowhere, in very, very 80s fashion, a, quote, floating party comes through.
Yes.
I loved this idea.
I do like
it. It was like everybody, you know, it's very similar to in our episode for Get Crazy when everybody comes in for the concert mm-hmm. and it's basically a who's who of everything.
Mm-hmm.
This floating party has like every 80s stereotype and they all come floating through ready to party.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're already all like hammered.
And then there's two buff dudes at one point, and one's like,
"Oh, where is that guy looking?"
Bernie, he's looking off camera the whole time,
but
reading his card.
It's like he's looking at his own video monitor.
It's so great.
As he talks to Bernie,
but he's like looking over Bernie, past the camera, onto a video monitor, and he's like, "Oh, Bernie, I gotta get going, Bernie." It's really cool.
I would totally watch a movie with just that dude.
That guy was awesome.
Just him going from one party to the next.
We're on a floating party, dude. And so then the friends decide, they get a great idea. They see that there's a lot of potential here, and they say, we should just pretend that Bernie didn't die.
Well, because as everybody's coming into this party, they're just talking to him.
Yeah, they're like, what's up, Bernie?
And not noticing that he's a corpse,
mm-hmm.
which is real awkward.
Which I kind of thought was like great social commentary.
Yeah, it's sad. It's real sad. Let's talk about the state of society in 1989.
Let's dig into the intellectual layers of Weekend at Bernie's. So they decide, you know what? He didn't die. Let's go that way. And guess who shows up at the party right at this point?
Who?
Hottie
who
Gwen.
Be?
And he runs over. Richard runs over. And she's like, give him the cold shoulder. And he says, look, I will never lie to you again. As he's lying
all
about
truth.
Bernie. So then they're really okay with all this. Like, they're mm-hmm. like, yeah, we'll just pretend he's dead. We'll milk him for it. And it's all good.
They just are ready to go ahead
strange
and party.
Premise.
Well, Richard really wants to call the police. But
until Gwen comes.
Yeah, he's easily distracted by Gwen. And Larry has, like, no problem. He is ready to...
No, Larry is the party guy. Yeah.
Go ahead and hook up with some babes, steal some watches, whatever he needs to do to have a lovely weekend.
Yes. And then there's like a little romance scene with Gwen and Richard at the lighthouse.
Well, yes, but also remember they were moving Bernie.
Yeah.
And accidentally dropped him off the balcony. And they're like, yeah, he's fine there in the sand. But Bernie drifts out to sea.
Because the tide comes
yes.
up. And as Gwen and Richard are making out in the moonlight, Bernie's corpse is just floating up beside them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty funny scene. Also, Gwen's shorts are huge.
They're the pleated front shorts.
They are. Like, I was looking at it and I was thinking, she's very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's pulling this off, by the way. Like, she's making it look really cool.
She's doing her best.
But was this a thing that, like, women would get ready and go, oh, yeah. They look at themselves in the mirror and be like, I got a butt in the front and I'm killing it. And mm-hmm. then they just go out to the party?
Well, I mean, nope, I don't know.
Because this is, it's just very large. Very large flat front.
It is. It's a lot of vast expanse of material.
There's a lot of material in those shorts.
Right there. Don't know what to say, but it is noteworthy. Your eyes are immediately drawn to it, and you're like, what is happening in all of that folded fabric?
I'm like, is she
who's in there?
Moonwalking with her top half spun the wrong way?
Mm-hmm. She's an exorcist
moonwalking. She's just walking at us with a butt front. So... The other
and
thing
making
is,
out on the beach.
What do you think about Gwen and Richard? This is very 80s too. I feel like they're kind of a mismatch, but
yeah, because she's a wealthy babe making her own way, and Richard's just a liar.
Oh, single ladies.
She's a single lady.
Throw your pleats up.
Although she's on that beach at her parents' house. Throw your pleats up.
Yeah. So I just thought it was a little bit of a mismatch. So Bernie floats
horrible.
By the water, acting is over the top with a Brooklyn accent. You know, it's like, hey, it's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he'd be okay. He's like floating over there in the water.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very weird. They separate for the night, pull him out, put him in bed. Then Vito's girlfriend comes looking for...
Boiney. I'm your only girl. Boiney, you better not be sleeping with other women, Boiney.
Yeah, so she comes in really drunk. This is excellent acting. You need to deliver us your masterclass.
Think of this as you are like Mystery Science Theatering over the top. This is what's happening in the background. Go.
Oh, okay. So,
Boiney.
Not sure what we're doing here. This is very weird.
Okay.
So anyway, the girlfriend comes in hammered, calling out,
Boiney, I'm your only girl, Boiney.
Angry because she thinks he's sleeping with somebody else. And she grabs a knife and, like, goes up into the room. She grabs a knife, right?
I don't know. I know what she does in the room.
Then she sleeps with him?
Yeah. You know what's hilarious in 80s films? Necrophilia.
Yes. I mean, when...
Gets a laugh every time.
Necrophilia is always funny. It's just hilarious.
So funny.
I know.
And then
it's
she comes
not
down
awkward or uncomfortable.
And to just push this joke over the top, you know what Larry says?
What?
Guy gets laid more dead than I do alive.
I feel like they missed a really important opportunity to use the word stiffy.
Do you remember, what was that movie called with, was it Molly?
Ringwald.
No.
Plasma.
Sarah Pauly.
Hmm.
Where she's like a mortician or something like that.
No, that's not Sarah Pauly, but it's Kissed? Is it Kissed?
Yes, Kissed, yeah.
I don't think Sarah Pauly's in that.
That's a really cool old cult film from like the 90s, right?
Yeah, let me look it up. Hold on, I'm already on IMDb, so I'm going to look it up.
Oh yeah, get off Weekend at Bernie's.
Kissed.
I remember, who was that, Molly Pauly?
Mm-mm. Kissed, here we are, 1996.
Ooh, it was 90s.
Mm-hmm. And the actress, it's Molly Parker.
Oh, Molly Parker, right. I liked that movie.
Yep, it's a good movie.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Well, I mean,
it's definitely
as we
not
know,
Weekend at Bernie's style necrophilia.
No, it's very strange. Okay.
So,
but good. Definitely watch it. So anyway, this is a slapstick necrophilia moment.
And then Richard fesses up to Gwen and is like, look, they're like, Bernie's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And Gwen's like, okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. She doesn't believe him. But then the killer sees Bernie out and about, who already killed him once. And this is the, like, sub-joke.
Well, because they're, like, carrying Bernie
around.
Yeah, they're
just walking around the beach
now
with him.
It's a whole lot of, like, slapstick. And they have... Larry has tied him up and has turned him into a human marionette. So they're, like, have him raising
it's
his
so
arms.
Great.
It's hilarious.
It is really funny.
Okay, so...
And then the killer sees him and is like, what? I already killed this guy.
And then he strangles
the corpse. He re-kills him because he falls over, lands on him, because they, like, knock him over the dock accidentally. He lands mm-hmm. on the killer who was spying underneath, mm-hmm. and the killer freaks out and strangles him to death, checks his pulse, and is like, there, and walks off.
And then a small boy comes and buries the corpse.
Oh, I forgot about... I mm-hmm. saw you writing during this, and I'm like, furiously. Oh, she'll write about the boy.
Yep. And somewhere in the midst of all this, the guys actually discover that... Bernie was going to kill them and blame it all on
and
them. So they're like, they go up and yeah. snoop through his office. They hear an accidental recording he made where he's talking about killing them, finds the letter. So they don't care so much about his corpse and they feel just fine with all that they've been doing. So all guilt is washed away.
Right. And they also find out that he was the one stealing and they find the money, mm-hmm. remember. Mm-hmm. So... Mm.
It wasn't the $2 million, though. It was $100,000, and it said in the note it was a that they were getting a sex change thing, and then it was a whole slapstick joke about gender identity that was hilarious yeah.
well,
inappropriate.
That wasn't really inappropriate for the late 80s. I mean, that
oh, it was horrible. It just
uncharted
really
uncharted territory for the 80s.
Definitely shows the difference in time, for
yeah.
sure.
This is pre-Ellen.
Insensitive.
So...
Well, she has nothing to do with that. But
no, just about acceptance in cinema on a mass level.
Yeah, it's
so,
very strange.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to... This is the problem that if you're going to do an 80s podcast, you just have to know pretty much every other movie is going to have something like
something
this.
That offends
actually,
you.
It wasn't that bad, considering.
No, all things considered, yeah. it wasn't too terrible.
I do like when they pull Bernie out of the beach where mm-hmm. he's been strangled again, and they're just vacuuming him.
Yes, they fully vacuum his face. I mean, what else are you going to do? Also, did you not wonder about rigor mortis?
Yeah, I did. He's a really cool dude. He's... You know, he was in a film one time called Weekend at Bernie's Part 2.
What?
Rigor mortis. That he's an actor, right? Okay.
You're
so,
way too proud of that.
You know what I wrote right here when they're vacuuming mm-hmm. Bernie's mustache? My only note is this movie is dumb.
It's so stupid. How? Just did you a couple of times go like, how? Who,
I have just
why,
accepted this movie my whole
how?
Life as like, yeah, it's a classic. And anytime anybody our generation, if you say Weekend at Bernie's, everybody's like, I love it. And mm-hmm. I'm like, when was the last time you watched it? Pretty mm-hmm. much like every movie that we think is a classic. Although I will say it's still really funny, but it is dumb. It is just a
stupid.
Really dumb movie.
Just so terrible. So they vacuum Bernie. They also, while they're vacuuming, discover he wears a toupee and just staple it to his head.
Oh, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, there's the killer. We see a scene from the killer, too, snooping around, mm-hmm. like on the beach still. He's dressed as a skipper now.
Yeah, why?
So, previously, he dressed up as a priest, and I realized he's a master of disguise.
So good at it. Yes, I don't know why they put all of that in there. It was a lot of effort for him to wear disguises. So they staple on the toupee, and then they decide they're going to cruise around with Bernie
for a while? Think they're going to take him back.
Take the body back to the city?
Yeah, I think they're like, we need to get him back. But they used the most amazing golf cart, like Corvette.
Yeah. It's
it is really
golf
cool.
Golf Corvette.
Do you remember a while back there was this article about a retirement community in Florida where they could only use golf carts? You couldn't have an actual car?
There's one of those off the coast of California, a little island.
Well,
where
there's
no
one,
cars are allowed.
There's like a retirement community in Florida, or was. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's still around. Can't use a car. You can only use golf carts. So all the golf carts are like decked out, one of a kind, and they look like miniature cars.
Oh, that's nice.
It's really cool. It's like my dream come true.
Oh, my.
They look like actual vehicles, but they're all miniature golf cart versions of them.
Oh.
And that they drive around. These old people just drive them around.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do with all of your riches when you're
cool.
old in Florida?
Yeah. Well, you'd avoid bath salt zombies is what you'd do.
Yeah, you would.
Imagine cruising in like a golf cart mm-hmm. Escalade away from a zombie from bath salt like chasing you.
Loving everything about this.
It's a movie in the making. I'm writing it right
Make
now.
It. So they're cruising around with Bernie's corpse. And then for some reason, they try to catch a boat and run with Bernie. But there's this whole weird running scene where it's like, you take left leg, I take right,
oh, it's
and then
great.
He just runs.
It's great. It's like, do you remember in elementary when you'd have to do the three-legged race?
Mm-hmm.
It's that.
But not. It's just a man pretending to be a corpse whose legs are still animated.
Yeah.
So,
feet are tied.
Yep, whatever.
Classic scene.
They miss the boat, obviously, because they're pretending to run with a corpse. And then they go back to their house. And
no, there's a big scene between
not
them.
The boat scene.
Oh, is that not yet?
They go back to the house, and then they think the guys who are the plant guys that take care of the plants. This whole scene is not necessary.
They're herbaticians.
Okay. They think they're the killers, and they hit them with a log and put them in a closet.
Oh, yeah.
Then they get the keys to Bernie's boat, because they had remembered Bernie had a little boat. And then they... there's a whole lot of, I just wrote, weird boat antics.
Well,
and
it's
Bernie
like,
falls off the boat at one point.
It's like jet skiing with a corpse.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he hits some dinghies, like some metal dinghies, and they pull him back on and run out of gas.
Also, how many Bernie dummies do you think they had for this film?
I don't know. How amazing would it be if we had a Bernie dummy?
I bet they're all in Planet Hollywoods.
Everywhere. How many Planet Hollywoods are there?
Two.
No.
There's one in L.A. and one in Vegas.
No. False.
Because all the rest have closed?
No, there's definitely one in Nashville.
There was one in Seattle.
Yep.
We went to that one.
There's one in every city. There's probably one here.
They had the Golden Idol from Indiana Jones at the one in Seattle, remember?
Yep.
Oh, and they had the bulb, the glass orb from Labyrinth.
I really like that you've mentally cataloged this information.
I can't remember... important things, but boy, can I remember what's in Planet Hollywood in Seattle.
What is our wedding anniversary?
I just said it. Did you get it?
No, I don't even know.
I telepathically sent it to you.
I think it's the 16th, right?
Yes.
Of this month?
Yeah.
Okay.
19 years.
Hold. No, 18.
18 years. Got it. Still got it.
It's coming up. We should probably...
Oh, we
somebody
should
make note of it.
We should do a wedding podcast.
No, I don't think people care.
Okay. To be determined.
Where we review our wedding?
No, I meant like a wedding-themed episode.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Or an anniversary episode.
Okay.
Let me think on it.
You do that. And we'll get back to...
There's gotta be a Chuck Norris movie that has a wedding in it.
Oh, no. I don't want to watch a Chuck Norris movie.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be watching a wedding movie that has Chuck Norris. Okay. Also, this whole scene with the corpse going behind
the
water.
Yep.
Do you remember Swiss Army Man?
Yes.
Did you not think that?
So good. No, because they do use him as a kickboard, though.
Yeah.
They, like, hold on to his body and just kickboard out. But, oh, so Swiss Army Man. That's good.
All right.
If only
well,
he'd been farting.
Move forward. The friends and Gwen are at the house and the killer comes.
Yep.
There's this whole fight scene.
Confrontation. This is the climax.
And it's like the music changes to, like, Flight of the Bumblebees.
Yeah. Obviously. Well,
it's
because
really
everybody's running. Nobody thinks to run out of the house and get police.
It's very slapstick. I feel like they should have sped up the film a little bit and had them do the Scooby-Doo where like one runs in a door and then the other runs in a different door and then looks out the door and then they sneak across the hall into another door.
And then somebody comes out wearing like a wedding dress backwards.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or like a dog carrying them, walking on its hind legs. It would have been so cool.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, Gwen's there. The truth comes out. The workers break out of the closet. The killer's there shooting. And then he runs out of bullets. Larry fights him and then ties him up. It's like, you know, whatever. And then, cops come and wrap up the scene.
And the very end, Bernie gets buried by a kid.
Well, they're rolling Bernie's corpse into the ambulance.
Right.
And it rolls down the boardwalk, falls into the dirt where Gwen and Larry and Richard are all talking. And Bernie's corpse falls, like, just behind them, but in a seated position. And they're like, ooh, creepy, and leave. And then the same kid just buries him again.
Who, can I say, is totally the Kazoo Kid.
Kazoo! Also probably...
Fun. If you have not looked up the Kazoo Kid on YouTube, do yourself a favor. Rate, review, and subscribe to Laser Graves. Give us a great rating. And then go look up Kazoo Kid on YouTube. because you will look up the remix. And you,
just watch any Kazoo Kid.
He will thank us immensely because this kid, it's the Kazoo Kid totally burying him.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay,
there's Weekend at Bernie's. What did you think since this is your quote, air quote, first time seeing
it? Why do you not believe that I haven't seen it? I mean, I have now, clearly.
I don't want to see your reaction.
Oh, you're a turd burglar. Whatever.
Okay, so what did you think? You were very excited to watch this. We had some good selections last night.
Yes, yes, yes. I've watched Weekend at Bernie's, and my thoughts are, well, now I've watched Weekends at Bernie's.
Yeah.
Neutral.
You don't think it's like a classic 80s movie?
It made me like Andrew McCarthy a little bit less.
Really? Okay.
Because he was kind of dreamy in my, 1980s flashback.
Really?
Yeah, he was kind of my jam.
Ooh, okay.
He looks just like you and acts just like you.
Beady eyes.
His eyes are not beady. They're wide open in a scary way.
Oh, like this?
No. Yes. Oh, yours.
Are these dreamy eyes?
Those are the eyes I dream of. Thanks for making that face.
You're welcome.
No, it was a fart factory, but also it was funny.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I don't think I ever want to see it again.
Oh, I'd totally watch it again.
I mean, if it came on a plane, when you're flying and you're like, okay.
Although, let's just wait and see, because I bet you in a few years...
Mm-hmm.
When I pull out Weekend at Bernie's, you're going to be like, hey, yeah, Weekend at Bernie's.
Probably, but I will definitely fall asleep next
time. Weekend at Bernie's is one of the few films that has this enigma of people forgetting the actual movie and just thinking it's like the most fun movie ever.
Because all you remember is like...
The corpse. Yeah, like...
But what's three-legged funny
about dancing.
That?
Huh?
That's not funny. I don't know why we all collectively agreed that that could be funny.
No, I think
because
it's funny.
People carrying around a corpse and pretending it is alive in a self-serving way is not funny. It's creepy.
Yeah, kind of.
And the only person who had it right was the kid who just wanted to bury the dead.
Kazoo! All
okay.
Right, well, that's our episode. thanks for listening. Go ahead and check us out. We're on a bunch of different places. We're on iTunes and Podbean and Spotify at Laser Graves.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Instagram at Laser Graves. If you could give us a rating or tell a friend, we'd love that because we're starting to get up there in our episodes now. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to follow us on Instagram, I'm at death at 33 RPM and you're at
Mariah Rose Wimmer.
And if you need to get a hold of us, you can contact us at Laser Graves through our Instagram and send us a message. You can give us words of encouragement. We love that. Or you can say, it would be hilarious. Think about this or that. We've gotten a few suggestions that we're like, oh yeah, we never even thought about that. So, I mean, we're up for whatever, but reach out to us and tell some friends. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Bye.